Looking for a new 1500 Silverado? Shop Beatty Chevrolet and get 2.9% APR for 72 months on a new 1500 Silverado. Or if you want a new vehicle and a Chevy Equinox LT fits your lifestyle, check out Beatty Chevrolet's lease option on a 24 Equinox for only $325 a month. And as always, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life. Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive. Online at BeattyChevrolet.com. Beatty Chevrolet, locally owned and operated for over 90 years.
Good Friday afternoon. Good Black Friday afternoon here on Sports 180. Thank you for being with us. We are excited to be with you. This is a great sports day. If you're looking at sports days, one of the most underrated of the year, I would say, Heather Harrington.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's going to look at the first and second rounds of March Madness and all the cool craziness that goes on to kick off the men's basketball tournament. But today, you get a little bit of everything. So you want to partake in some basketball, you get some basketball. You want to watch some football tonight, you got some football. I mean, there's just so much in the mix. It's going to be an absolutely fun day. And we've got some Black Friday to talk about here at Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on the Airport Motor Mile. You can find a new or pre-owned vehicle this holiday season here at Harper Jeep Ram. Take advantage of 0% financing for up to 84 months on select new Jeeps, Rams, Chryslers, and Dodge vehicles, and no payments for 90 days. You get to drive this new car around for 3 months, basically, with approved credit. Most of the vehicles come with Harper Care, which is their lifetime powertrain warranty. They have two brand new Wagoneers that are on the lot. If you like black, they got black. You love red, they have that awesome red that is exclusive to the Wagoneer lineup. And I mean, there's a lot buzzing today here on the Motor Mile.
That's right. HarperJeepRam.com is where you can find them online. You can stop in for a test drive right here on the Motor Mile. We'll be here for the next few hours. We'll be with you until 2:30 when Vol Network coverage will take over for Tennessee basketball. It's a big sports weekend for Tennessee with Tennessee men's basketball this afternoon, Lady Vols basketball tonight, more Lady Vols basketball this weekend, and Senior Day tomorrow. We'll talk Tennessee football with the Vanderbilt game coming up tomorrow. The Vols are sizable favorites for Senior Day tomorrow. We'll cover it all here today at Harper Jeep Ram, and we are excited about our guest lineup. Barrett Slee of CBS Sports will join us at 12:30, Will Shelton of Game Day on RockyTop.com at 1:30, and then at 2 o'clock, we'll talk to Fat Jack, as he normally joins us at 2:30 on Fridays, but that's when we'll hand things over to the Vol Network. So as we continue on Sports 180 this afternoon, we'll talk a lot of football, a lot of basketball, what happened yesterday, what happened to the Cowboys yesterday. We'll emphasize that subject on today's show. We'll have some fun, and I'll try to not get punched by Heather between now and 2:30. All right here at Harper Jeep Ram, Joel Silverberg producing for us this afternoon as we take a look around the sports world. Heather, the local news in the morning, running back Tyon Evans entering the transfer portal. I think it comes as a bit of a surprise to fans just because, you know, he has time left, but I think it'd been headed down this path. I don't think there was much expectation the last few weeks that he would come back this season. And with that being the case, I think there was real question whether he would come back next season. I suppose things could always change, but with his statement he put out today, it appears he's getting ready to leave. We'll see what the next step is for Tyon. Obviously, he was a talented player, dealt with injuries here, but looking to make a move, it appears. But Tyon Evans announcing he is putting his name in the transfer portal.
Yeah, it's definitely a hit because this was somebody I was really bullish on this season. I thought he showed a lot of promise there early on.
It's a good player.
Has battled injuries, as you said, and so that maybe you lose your way. Maybe you're looking kind of behind you and you're like, Jalen Wright, he really came in and did a nice job. I don't know what, you know, Tyon Evans' mindset is, but moving on, you know, he said he wants to thank everybody in Vol Nation for showing him the love that they and support that they did while he was here, but that he has decided to enter the transfer portal and weigh all of his options. So we'll see what happens to him. Good luck to him as he moves on in whatever capacity that is, whether it's going to another school or trying to further his professional career. We'll see what happens. But
That can be an option. That's not uncommon for somebody to put their name in the transfer portal, but also look at going pro. That's something he could do too.
Yeah, and I just think for a running back that already battled injuries, you know how short the window can be for a lot of running backs in the National Football League. And it's like, okay, I don't want to get any more tread off of these wheels if I can help it without getting, you know, before I get paid. So it's kind of a no-brainer, but good luck to him. I'm disappointed 100%. to not see him next year.
We'll talk more about that this afternoon. We'll talk some NFL as yesterday some competitive games. I don't know that they were the best games, but the Bears beat the Lions yesterday, a field goal at the end for the Bears to win it. So another loss for Detroit, which is not won yet this season. They do have the one tie, the Lions do. And then the Raiders and Cowboys. Now, the Cowboys were shorthanded at wide receiver, no Amari Cooper or CeeDee Lamb. They did have Tyron Smith back at left tackle. A ton of penalties in that game.
Ton.
Officiating was not at its finest, I would say, in the game, but the Raiders get the win in overtime. That was a weird one, too.
It was absolutely a weird one. Cowboys win the toss and get the ball in overtime to hopefully go down and seal the thing, at least kick a field goal and force the Raiders to do something. But that wasn't the case. They could not move the ball. They could not go forward in overtime at all. It was just really, really depressing. And, yeah, when you look at it, I was trying to pull it up really quick. The amount of penalties, it was terrible, terrible to watch. Now, I was so frustrated.
Yeah, this did not have a great impact on the game, but one of the most just ridiculous calls you're going to see. So Derek Carr is he's stepping up, releases a pass, dives forward, and his head bangs into, I believe, Parsons' knee. The defender's name escapes. I think it was Parsons he ran into, but he dove into his knee. Personal foul on the Cowboys.
Yeah.
But it did hit. His knee was in the way of Carr's head.
Falling,
that was diving forward. But, I mean, come on.
Well,
it was outrageous.
Also, the late pass interference penalty, you know, that helped the Raiders get the win. And I totally get it. It was an uncatchable ball. And, you know, they did the replay a couple times. All he had to do was turn his head around. So I totally understand, like, why they called it. But there was also the wide receiver that was making the contact with the Cowboys defensive back. I was like, so all he did was not turn his head around, and that's what cost him. It was just very disappointing.
Rough day for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And then last night, the Bills took care of business. A nice bounce-back game for the Bills. Cowboys money line for best bet? What happened there?
It's brutal.
Yeah.
It's brutal. I could ask the same thing. What was worse, the Bulls showing versus the Rockets or my best bets over the weekend? They were both dreadful. Both dreadful.
How dare you? How
I had to get
dare
one.
You.
I mean, the shocker of the weekend when I looked up that score and you had texted it to me too. I was like, how did they do that?
The text, I believe, included, I'm not sure that our working relationship will overcome this. The Rockets get their second win of the season against the Bulls.
But then your Raiders win on Thanksgiving Day, and my best bet had been the Cowboys money line because I was just so desperate. I thought, oh, this has everybody's picking the Cowboys.
You know, for leftovers last night, I was wondering, should I have some cold turkey? Now I'll just have some revenge. That's best served cold. So we had that. We have college football and basketball going on during the day today. San Diego State, Boise State, an interesting one there where the ranked team is the dog at home, but they just kicked off there. College basketball going on. Baylor and Michigan State already in the second half. Baylor with a 41-38 lead in that game. More games going on all afternoon long, including Tennessee today, Lady Vols tonight. How about Iona with the win yesterday against Alabama? How about Rick Pitino?
The fighting Rick Pitino. Stay tuned for the pop-up fact later, but that was a huge win. Hadn't been done before over Alabama. And I remember my brother-in-law was like surfing through the channels, and he was like, you won't believe what's happening right now. So it just goes to show Rick Pitino, he might have a questionable moral compass. There is no question that that dude could coach up some basketball.
Yep.
Knows what he's doing.
He sure does. He has the track record. Lane Kiffin knows what he's doing coaching. 10-2 with the win in the Egg Bowl last night. That was a nice win for Ole Miss against a solid Mississippi State team.
Yeah, it really was. It was impressive what they were able to do. The Mississippi State crowd, they were so into it. It came across just really well on TV whenever we flipped over there. But yeah, Lane Kiffin, I got to imagine, I think Kirby Smart is probably going to win Coach of the Year in the SEC, and rightfully so. Look at what he's built. Look at what he's done. If he's able to stay perfect, especially after this week versus Georgia Tech. But my second runner-up would probably be Lane Kiffin and what he was able to do. I mean, 10 wins at Ole Miss?
Yeah.
It's just absolutely insane. Had a great quarterback. He made that great quarterback better. And sometimes they won with a lot of flash. Sometimes they just gritted it out and found a way to win. So impressive season by Lane and the Rebels.
Yeah, very impressive. I would probably agree with those top two choices. You had a number of really good coaching performances this year. Josh Heupel. A really nice job.
Yeah.
Mark Stoops with what he did with Kentucky again this season, where if they win, not going to be easy, by the way, kind of like Louisville in that game, but we'll see. They're at least going to be 8-4, could be 9-3. Mike Leach did a nice job with Mississippi State. They were picked last in the West and picked up some nice wins this year. So you had that win last night for Ole Miss with more games to go this weekend, this afternoon. In college football, you have Texas playing right now against Kansas State, trying to finish off on a happier note after just dreadful season that it's been for Texas, where they had a number of highlights. I mean, in the middle of that Oklahoma game, look at Texas. Maybe Texas is not back, but back to getting back, and then it fell back.
And I'm really just disappointed that game is going on right now, because Kansas State was a 3-point underdog to Texas, and I wanted to pick K-State for my best bet to see. So maybe they'll save me from myself, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, maybe they are doing you a favor. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see as the afternoon goes along. So have that going on. And then Joel Silverberg, big Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles night for the Ice Bears.
Yeah, super excited. Taking on Birmingham again tonight after just seeing them on Wednesday. Knoxville has won 5 games in a row. Very exciting. These guys have scored 35 goals in their last 6 games. So the offense is working really well right now. Puck drops at 7:30 tonight. Tickets are still available at KnoxvilleIceBears.com.
KnoxvilleIceBears.com. You heard it there from Joel. High school football tonight, semifinals ahead of championship week. There's just so much going on. Fun time in sports. We'll be breaking it down all afternoon long with Sports 180 here at Harper Jeep Ram, and then Tennessee basketball, and then a little sports talk, then Lady Vols basketball, plus high school football tonight. Game day, all day coverage tomorrow for Tennessee football. We are locked and loaded. Heading into the weekend, we're in the middle of the weekend. A Black Friday celebration. You could celebrate savings right here where we will be until 2:30 when Tennessee basketball starts up. With Heather Harrington, I'm Josh Ward. Joel Silverberg with us as we continue on Harper Jeep Ram this afternoon on 99.1, the Sports Animal. Thanks for being with us on this Friday afternoon. Hope everybody is having a great holiday weekend. We had a chance to go check out Fantasy of Trees, East Tennessee Children's Hospital. They've just done it up again. Great showing, and cool to see everybody out. It's just really well done again, as you know that it is every year.
Yeah, make sure you can get by and support. This is one of the biggest fundraisers of the year for East Tennessee Children's Hospital. And did you have a favorite tree? I love all the different themes that they have, you know, like woven throughout the convention center. It's always so fun. So whenever I go this weekend, what should be the tree, the Josh Ward tree that I look for?
Yeah, I don't know. I loved all the trees. I was more smitten with the gingerbread houses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I
They're so cool.
Times.
Yep. They are so cool. Those people have way more talent and patience than I would ever have to make one of those gingerbread houses.
There was a very very cool kind of like candy-themed candy corn tree. That was Max's favorite, so maybe I'll piggyback with Max.
Okay.
He was trying to, you know, take it down. So, it's just a beautiful time, literally, at Fantasy of Trees, benefiting East Tennessee Children's Hospital. We're having a great time here at Harper Jeep Ram. Just super nice people when you come out here, too, sitting right next to this Grand Wagoneer in the showroom, which is incredible.
Yes, it's absolutely incredible. This one is vintage, and then they've got 2 brand new ones out on the lot if you are looking to supersize your ride just in time for the holidays. Here at Harper Jeep Ram, you can take advantage of 0% financing for up to 84 months on select new Jeeps, Rams, Chryslers, and Dodge vehicles. And then also no payments for 90 days with approved credit. You can be driving your new Jeep or whatever around without paying for it for up to 3 months. I mean, that sounds like a lot of fun. And then most vehicles also come with the Harper Care, the lifetime powertrain warranty. So a lot of different options here if you want to come on down to the lot, or you can visit them at Harper Jeep Rams. ram.com and schedule your test drive right there online.
We'll be here until 2:30 when Vol Network coverage will take over for Tennessee basketball. The coaching carousel is something to pay attention to over the next few days, as you have rumors or just reports, coaches flat out saying going to stay. Dave Aranda looking to stay at Baylor. There's a little Matt Campbell talk at LSU, some Billy Napier talk at Florida, USC. I think they're going to hire a coach for next year. So
they're planning on it.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Quick score update for you as well before we get to the phone lines. Texas with the early touchdown. 5 minutes in, Texas leads Kansas State 7-0. San Diego State and Boise State still scoreless. They're 4 minutes into that football game. Let's get Kevin's call on Sports 180. Kevin, good afternoon. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind heading into the final regular season weekend in college football?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon from chilly Central Florida. How y'all doing up there?
Oh, man, you don't know what chilly is down in Central Florida. I love it. I love you calling in and making us jealous.
Well, I typically call Ainge's show, but I was a little late getting moving today, so you guys are going to have to get stuck with me. So real quick, and then I'll get on to the point of my call. I can share in Heather's pain. I'm a huge Cowboys fan. Have a lot of family in the San Antonio area, New Braunfels, Bandera. Lifelong Cowboys fan, and that was just a ridiculous showing yesterday. And I'll leave it at that. But I also share in the agony of losing money on the Cowboys, so I'm right there with you. Real quick, guys, the Tyon Evans news. I was more expecting to hear that he was just going to declare for the draft. Throwing the name in the portal, that does kind of sting a little bit. Obviously, you know, the only reason you do that is you feel things aren't really moving how you wanted them to move here, which, you know, I kind of thought everybody that was here was happy and enjoying it. So that's just, you know, I hate to see someone just like Heather again. I was very bullish on Evans. I really thought he had a lot to give to this team. So that's kind of disappointing, but I'll get to the point of my call. I am a pessimist by nature, and I love to worry about things that are beyond my control. My wife will tell you that if you bother to ask. So in the most Tennessee thing that could happen ever, I have been worrying about Lincoln Riley maybe leaving Oklahoma to take the LSU job. If that happens, what are the chances, guys, that Heupel, you know, leaves for his dream job, going back to the days of Kiffin? Do you think that's even an option that Oklahoma would? I mean, obviously, I think they'd be interested in him. I mean, he's an Oklahoma kid. So what are the chances, guys, do you think maybe Heupel ditches us after a year to go take his dream job? And that's what I got. I'll jump off and listen. Go Vols.
Okay, Kevin, thanks a lot. I've heard that concern before. It's natural after what happened 12 years ago and everything since then.
Feels like just yesterday.
Yeah, Heather, I don't see it. I don't see it.
I don't see it either. I mean, so many, and just like the Lane Kiffin situation, so many dominoes would just have to fall into the right place. I think Oklahoma to even come up with Josh Heupel, who still had a great year, who still in the future will probably have buzz around him, and maybe people will be calling him and stuff. I just don't think that right now is the time. I also don't think, and Lincoln Riley got a good taste of this with the quarterback situation that they were in this year at Oklahoma. You really want to come to the SEC? Like,
well, he's going to the SEC if it stays at Oklahoma.
Well, that is true. That is true. And I guess those guys would know how, like, what kind of timeline more they may have more details privy to them. So maybe he would like to do that. I just feel like Oklahoma is such a stable place. If he leaves there, he'll go to the NFL, not for another college.
I could be wrong. I don't see it happening with Josh Heupel leaving after 1 year. I think he has a good spot. Now, with Lane Kiffin, USC had to get down to him on the list. I don't think Josh Heupel would be choice number one at Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma would have to get down to Josh Heupel on the list as well. So I understand worrying in sports. I don't think that's worth worrying about. I think it's more likely that you hear fairly soon that Josh Heupel's getting a raise in extension. I don't know about extension in terms of years, maybe not, but I would say he's in line for a raise considering a positive first year and all the other coaches are getting raises too.
Yeah.
I'd say that's more likely.
Man, it's just it's unreal, especially because of where you started at. I mean, and we can get into the pay structure. I was listening to some people as I was driving in this morning, just how out of whack the payment scale is.
$95 million.
He got it. James Franklin's going to sign his. We'll see what happens with Dave Aranda. You know, I'm sure he'll get a bump for LSU.
Sure.
Calling.
Yeah.
And he's only been at Baylor. This is only his second season. It's just at some point in time, these people are going to realize it's like buying, you know, a pair of jeans at Target, right? You know what you're spending. You're going to spend about $30 and you're going to get a $30 pair of jeans. But when you start having to spend $200 for that same $30 pair of jean quality, you, like, at some point in time, something's got to give. There has to be a market correction at some point. And I just, like, I mean, are you really going to give Josh Heupel a raise and an extension? He's done a great job, but he was also heavily compensated just to come in and take over. So I don't know. It's so crazy. But if you don't, that would make it susceptible for somebody to come in and offer him a sweeter deal.
If I'm Josh Heupel, I'm saying, hey, I'm at Tennessee, and Liberty's coach is going to make what I make. I want to make more than Liberty's coach.
Liberty has the opportunity to pass the plate a few more times at Chapel. You know what I mean? Like, holy smokes. Like, you got facilities upgrades going on right now. You got some people that are really deep in their pockets at this point. And I don't know. I mean, they sold out the stadium, what, once this year? Twice?
Tennessee?
Yeah.
The Ole Miss game. Not Josh Heupel's problem. We'll come back here on Sports 180. We'll talk college football with Barrett Salee of CBSSports.com. Today's show is at Harper Jeep Ram. We're here where you can test drive on the Motor Mile. We'll be here until 2:30, so a little more than 2 hours from now. Vol Network coverage will take over with Tennessee basketball playing this afternoon ahead of Senior Day tomorrow for Tennessee football against Vanderbilt. We'll cover it here on 99.1, the Sports Animal. Thanks for being with us on Sports 180. Download the WNML app. You can listen on the go anytime. You can go back and listen to the podcast section of the app, plus Apple Podcasts. So any interview from our show, any show from the Sports Animal, you can find on Apple Podcasts. Touchdown Boise State, it's 7-0. It's also 9:30 where they are playing the game. That's a West Coast game, obviously, at San Diego State. So Boise State up 7-0 in the middle of the first quarter. And that one, touchdown Kansas State. I think two touchdowns since we went to break. So Texas and Kansas State are tied in that one. 11 minutes in to that game. Football and basketball this afternoon. Because football is going on during the day, check that on Barrett Salee. He's not able to join us. Had something pop up with CBS Sports. They're doing live college football coverage during the day.
Yep.
I really think this is one of the more underrated days. You get college football and basketball during the day. NBA resumes. NFL having gone on yesterday and this upcoming weekend. Plus coaching carousel conversation and speculation, especially this year. I'd love to know what the fan bases think about what's being said, seeing some coaches decide, I'm just going to stay put. Like LSU fans, I bet we're having the conversation, well, would Dave Aranda be good enough? And then here, Dave Aranda might not even be willing to come. But could that be because he already knows that they're going to go in a different direction? There's some Matt Campbell talk, so you get to have the fun discussion of, well, is he really that good? Yes, he's had success at Iowa State by Iowa State standards, but what does that mean for trying to win a championship? You can also play that, well, it's more success than Gene Chizik had, and he won a national title. Ultimately got fired at Auburn, but most coaches.
Yeah, but everybody does.
Do. So, you know, what do LSU fans, what do Florida fans, what do USC fans think about what's going on? USC just lost a top quarterback commitment.
Yeah, and when you look around the Southeastern Conference and some of these other schools that are playing for national titles year in and year out, and those quarterbacks are from the state of California, you're like, holy smokes, we might want to hang on to some of these guys. USC fired Clay Helton so long ago. I am still so confused by why they did that. The team is obviously given up. Last week you hit a best bet on UCLA against USC, and that was like an easy cover for you. And so it's wild what is going on there. And then you have to wonder, well, are they gonna try and get somebody from the NFL? And then what does that timeline look like? I mean, we're only a couple of weeks away from the early signing period, and they've made literally no announcement. So it's wild, and we'll see how that class, what happens to it. But whoever gets hired there has just got so much work to do.
Yeah, so that's something to pay attention to heading into the weekend. What coaching moves will take place as the regular season wraps up today and tomorrow as we continue the conversation on Sports 180. Live today at Harper Jeep Ram, you can take advantage of 0% financing for up to 84 months on select new Jeep, Ram, Chrysler, or Dodge vehicles. No payments for 90 days with approved credit where we are at Harper Jeep in Alcoa.
There's so much here. You should check out the lot. It is incredible. I walked up and because I parked kind of far away because there is a nice little buzz here on the lot. And they had just an awesome selection of the four-door Jeeps, which are just so cool, especially us living in this area. They're perfect for this area. They have one of the Jeep trucks that's out there. Just some really cool things. And then brand new Wagoneers are on the lot. They've got black. They've got red. And you can even check out the vintage Wagoneer inside the showroom here at Harper Jeep Ram.
And then Florida fans, you're hearing Billy Napier buzz. I like Billy Napier's coach. He's obviously done a terrific job at Louisiana. Is he going to win a championship at Florida? I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. I don't know with any of these coaches. So maybe, but maybe means maybe not.
Yeah. Well, and the one thing that we said, you know, I think it was 2 weeks ago, maybe going into last week, there wasn't just like the amazing hire that's out there on a silver platter, right? That is going to be easy to lure away. And so if you don't have that splashy hire, are Florida fans really going to have to be, I mean, are they going to have to stoop to settling? That's not really what they're used to, you know? And, I mean, we can say here, the fan base, there was a lot of disappointment, you know, when Josh Heupel was hired. People were like, oh, they just went to Central Florida and, you know, hired that guy. And you were hearing about all the people that had said no or whatever. But it turned out fine. So I would caution Florida fans, like, just roll with it. See what happens and go from there. But I don't think that they're capable of doing that.
Well, but there's also the short-term and long-term conversation, because I totally agree. I think Josh Heupel was a fine hire. I thought he was a fine hire when Tennessee made it.
Mm-hmm.
And year one has been all that you could ask for and hope for. But fans are also going to hope for more in the future. Like,
yep.
Who 2 or 3 years ago said Dan Mullen was a bad hire? Nobody. He's not their coach anymore. So also what you think in the first 12 months only means so much, because then it's, what do you do next? You know, so at Florida, let's say that Billy Napier's the coach. So let's just say that it's him. There'll be some fans that say, yeah, I don't know. There'll be some other fans that say, hey, he's the next up-and-comer. This is going to work out. He'll probably get some commits, and people will get fired up about it. He'll probably do fine, I'm guessing. Let's say he does fine next year, and they go 7-5 or 8-4. Okay, so what? So what happens in 23, 24, 25? Because if by then he hasn't won an SEC championship, they're going to like him just as much as they like Dan Mullen now. So that, you know, that's ultimately the determining factor here for these programs that we're talking about, Florida and LSU and USC. It's not about what you do in year one or even year two. I mean, it can be if you go ahead and make that jump. You know, we found out by the end of year two that Kirby Smart was the right choice for Georgia to come in and replace Bart Grick. But, you know, by year two, year three, Florida thought Dan Mullen was, and then by year four, they thought otherwise.
Yeah.
LSU 2 years ago, did they envision that 2 years later they'd be looking to replace Ed Orgeron? I mean, maybe some did. But, you know.
There could have been some foreshadowing there.
Know?
Yeah.
So, what point am I making? It's just that we have no idea with all these, and that's the exciting part of it, but that's also the dangerous gamble that college football programs pay. Then you get to the money aspect of it, which, from what I can tell, people care less and less about something maybe you make fun of, you know, with the buyouts and all this stuff. But you know, Florida, all right, we'll give Dan Mullen $6 million here in the next few weeks. We'll give him $12 million for the buyout. We'll go get the next guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just wild, because when you look at his win percentage at Florida was 69%. He almost won 70% of his games, being 34-15, and he's out of a job.
Whoever the next coach is, good luck doing as much as Dan Mullen, and Dan Mullen didn't do enough.
And also, we still don't even know what we're, quote-unquote, up against these guys that are coaching in the SEC over the next 3 to 4 years. Like, when does Texas and Oklahoma come in? What does the whole reshuffling look like? How are teams even distributed and scheduled? I mean, there is just so many question marks that anybody coming to the SEC, it's just going to be a free-for-all, I feel like, over the next couple of years.
How happy are Tennessee fans to be hearing this conversation about Florida and LSU and not having to worry about Tennessee's role in all of it? Because you know, the last time there was this big carousel, 2017, Tennessee was right there in the mix of it, having to watch Florida go get its coach, and UCLA got a coach.
Yep.
The Tennessee fans, at least some, wanted at some point that year, Scott Frost in Nebraska. I'm aware of the results of a number of these coaches. Jimbo Fisher went to Texas A&M. That's worked out to this point. But Tennessee can sit back and watch and hope for some things to burn.
I do wonder.
Figuratively.
Yeah, I do wonder. I'll put a pin in that for just a second.
Okay.
Like, Texas A&M fans, how much longer are they going to be happy?
You sure, know,
especially
if A&M
doesn't
win the West
year
again next year.
Yeah.
What if they go 9-3, or even let's say 10-2? Fans really thrilled with that?
Or what if they lose one of those dreadful games again, like the Mississippi State game, that they're just not supposed to lose?
Well, if they go 9-3, that's probably the case.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, it is wild to think about for those guys. But going back to your question, Tennessee fans are elated because one, that, what do they say, misery loves company. A lot of our fan base lives in misery. So, like, when other fan bases are miserable, you're like, ha ha, you know, let's bring on the memes. And you know, I feel like there was a lot of piling on after the Ole Miss fiasco this season in Neyland Stadium. So,
what happened there?
Tennessee fans maybe are a little abrasive right now based on how they were treated after that. So, maybe they're firing off some extra memes.
I don't think right now is necessary for that sentence, but sir, in current state, that is accurate.
But it is just such a relief. And it's also such a relief that you're also feeling good about where you're at right now as a Tennessee fan. Josh Heupel, at least meeting expectations, if not impressing. I think he's been impressive this year. The offense has for sure been impressive. The defense has had its moments. We still got to see what happens, you know, with personnel and things like that. But, I mean, overall, it's such a nice way that the season has gone. It's been a nice year. You hope they go out on a high note with a big win over Vanderbilt. And I know we're going to talk more about that in hour two, but you want to end this season with an exclamation point while two big programs in the SEC are scrambling looking for coaches that aren't named Kirby Smart, Nick Saban, and a lot of them.
Yep, buckle up. The next 48 to 72 hours could be kind of wild in college football. Any day of the week, of the month, of the year could be wild in college football. We will do our best to cover it. When we come back, we'll answer five tough questions from Joel Silverberg. He'll set us up with the face-off, which is presented by Marble City Family Chiropractic. We'll be here until 2:30 when Vol Network coverage begins for Tennessee basketball this afternoon. We are coming to you from Harper Jeep Ram on the Airport Motor Mile. We will be here covering Tennessee football tomorrow, Tennessee basketball this weekend, high school football tonight, college football and basketball during the day. It's a beautiful Black Friday right here on 99.1, the Sports Animal. This is Sports 180. Thank you for being with us. Heather, we have Nebraska-Iowa coming up at 1:30 in college football.
Which is weird, right? Because Nebraska is the favorite, like a one-point favorite.
And that's correct.
Yeah, Iowa the underdog. That's interesting. Game is being played at Nebraska.
Nebraska is the best 3-8 football team of all time. Nebraska is 3-8 with a plus 70 point differential this year.
Wow.
They have lost 8 games, all but one, I believe, by one score. The one game where they lost by more than one score was the Ohio State game. They lost by 9.
That is actually really good, and that's the tangible.
One possession, say. Like, Illinois beat them by 8, so they needed a touchdown, 2-point conversion. But a one-possession loss in all but one, that against Ohio State, the number 2 team in the country, and that was a 9-point game.
And that's the reason why Scott Frost is back. I mean, it wasn't the only reason.
Yeah, if they're blown out in these games, then I don't think he's – it's less likely, at least, that he's getting one more opportunity. But considering they're so competitive, losing too many games, everybody recognizes, but they'll get one more shot. So, yeah, Nebraska, 1-point favorite against number 16 Iowa today.
So you buying any Scott Frost futures tickets right now?
Yeah, give me a low-cost call option. How about that?
I think on
November 2022, how about that?
Yeah, good luck to Nebraska fans. I think if you're expecting anything over 500 next year, it's probably not going to happen, but we'll see.
I mean, you say 500?
Yeah. Well, they're 3 wins this year.
I recognize. Yeah. But look, if they are not expecting to be 6-6 or better, then
oh no, they're expecting it. I'm just saying you shouldn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he's done after next year.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see what happens today. Nebraska against Iowa at 1:30. College football and basketball all day long. Tennessee playing tomorrow against Vanderbilt. Our show is coming to you from Harper Jeep Ram this afternoon, getting ready for Tennessee basketball coverage later this afternoon as we hit today's faceoff. All righty, Joel, what do you have for us today?
How big of a loss for next season is Tyon Evans?
I don't mean this as any knock on him. I think he's a terrific player. I don't think it should have any effect on what Tennessee's able to do next season. First of all, I don't think this news is surprising to Tennessee's coaching staff, so I'm sure they've already been planning for 2022 without Tyon. I think there's a good chance Tennessee can add Justin Williams as a recruit to come in and help at running back. Tennessee is already, I'm sure, evaluating potential transfer options at running back, and other names might pop up there. Tennessee should be fine.
First off, I'm going to fall right in line with you. Tyon Evans is a terrific player, and I wish we could have seen him play more. With that being said, though, you also didn't have him a lot this season, and Tennessee was still able to win at the rate that they've been able to win. Their offense hasn't really skipped a beat. You have needed a solid go-to running back at some different times, but I expect them to be able to go and recruit that position even better. So, I mean, it's definitely no shade at him, and good luck to him wherever he goes, but it won't have any effect on Tennessee winning at least 8 games next year.
What is your best bet for the weekend?
God, mine sucks. Josh, I'm going to the depths here.
Uh-oh. What are we doing here?
We're going for a big number against the worst team in all of college football. The Houston Cougars, my hometown, are 32.5-point favorite against Connecticut, who is dreadful.
Man.
Sportsline has Houston scoring at least 50. The over-under is like 54. So, I mean, Houston could hit the over by themselves. I'm not going there. I'm saying Houston covers the number. Please, God, let me be right.
Man, a noon kickoff, Houston on the road, minus 32.5 against UConn. First of all, what an insult to UConn. I'm going to go with Oregon. Last week was bad. This week, I think, will be better. Minus 7 against rival Oregon State. You can still win the Pac-12. So I will lay the points with the Ducks.
Hey, really quickly, my backup was BYU minus 7 versus USC. Can I get credit for that if it hits? It was my backup.
Nope.
No, I'm also thinking about parlaying UConn and USC based on your recent run here, just to let you know.
Does Joe Milton get credit for a win tomorrow if Hendon Hooker goes out and throws 5 touchdown passes? Who will win the match today, Bryson or Brooks?
I'll go bombs away with Bryson. This rivalry that hasn't really been one because they haven't really competed against one another. They are finally in a weirder kind of matchup setting. It's just them. There are no celebrity teammates in a shorter match. So I will go with Bryson.
Yeah, that's. I mean, obviously, with your track record, that's probably the right pick. I'm leaning towards Brooks because I like Brooks more. I know he has.
I think the odds are really close here.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see what happens. But I think I'm kind of like you. I'm just going to read about this. I'm probably not even going to watch any of it. But give me Brooks Koepka.
What level of concern should Cowboys fans have after consecutive losses?
10. I mean, if we're going on a higher scale, if you reminded me, you're like, Heather, they've won 7 games. They didn't have their 2 best receivers. I understand that. They were also playing the Raiders, who looked good. I mean, shouts to your team there, Josh Ward. That was impressive. And I like Derek Carr. I just think, man, what a hard hand he's been dealt this season. But
things haven't gone great.
Things are not going great now with back-to-back losses for the Cowboys. It looks like maybe CeeDee Lamb could have played if it were a Sunday game, but I still worry about the overall health of the team. So I'm saying for like winning a Super Bowl, it's a 10. For making the playoffs, they should still be able to do that.
Joel, I'll just price is right at 9.
Oh, my gosh. Over under 50 points, Tennessee scores on Vandy.
I think it'll actually be tougher than maybe the expectation. I think 50 is just the assumption Tennessee fans have at this point. It definitely could hit. Ole Miss scored 31 last week, 31-17 against Vanderbilt. I will say over because I've already turned in my score prediction to Jimmy Himes anyway for the Sports Talk pick segment, and I went 52, so I'll go over.
Okay. Oh, I like that. I almost want to say under just to fade myself so it has a better chance of actually happening.
Hey, but, Costanza.
I know. Every time I zig, I need to start zagging. But I believe in this Tennessee team. I think they're going to have a huge day on Senior Day, so I'm going to take the over as well.
The last 2 face-offs, I've wanted so badly to just give Josh the L. And then Heather's like back-to-back sterner stumbles like in the fourth quarter back in 1998. Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe I have to give Josh the win again. Like, I didn't
I'm sorry to let you down.
I didn't want to do it. You made me do this.
With my Cowboys answer?
Yes. A 10? Oh.
It's a 10, man. We're not winning the Super Bowl.
Well, neither are 30 other teams.
Yeah, but we're really good. Or at least we thought we were.
I still think you're really good. Let's see what happens when you get Cooper and Lamb back.
There's still some McCarthy factor there, too.
There totally is. And the penalties. I mean, the penalties are ridiculous. It was, what, 10 for 166?
Yeah. It was like 14.
I've watched this team a long, long time, and the way their offensive line plays, it just reminds me of when Mark Colombo and Flozell Adams were there, just penalty, false start after false start. It's just, it's brutal.
Well, at least you're handling it well. That's good to see, a sign of maturity. 14 penalties for 166 yards.
Okay, so it was 14.
When you out-penalize the Raiders, you have had a rough day at the office. But you know what? Raiders' commitment to excellence. They were excellent enough.
By the people that are still there.
Didn't the Raiders also have 14 penalties?
Yeah, for only 110 yards, Joel, so that's better. Okay. That is the that is the face-off, and I was better than Heather today. The face-off presented by Marble City Family Chiropractic.
Oh, my goodness. Get rid of those aches and pains. I got a big one right now, thanks to Drs. Jason and Alicia Bloom. Really at Marble City Chiropractic, especially if you noticed you weren't feeling your best this Thanksgiving, call them and set up the one-on-one consultation, 766-2081. It's time for you to start living the life you were designed to live, thanks to Marble City Chiropractic.
We will come back with an hour and a half, 2:30 is when Tennessee basketball took over Vol Network coverage. So a very quick 90 minutes will take place with more Tennessee football and basketball to talk about. Will Shelton in a little more than 30 minutes. And Fat Jack at 2 o'clock. With today's show here on the Airport Motor Mile, we are at Harper Jeep Ram on Sports 180 on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.